A housing bond bill making its way through the state legislature, and joining us now to discuss this further is State Representative Dave DeCoste. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Doing well. So what would this bill, an act relative to the Affordable Homes Act, do?
Well, generally, it's a spending bill. Right now, it's about $6.2 billion, which is about $2 billion more than the governor asked for. And it's very broad. We're talking about over $1 billion to expand MWRA water, primarily into the North and South Shores, potentially. Programs to convert commercial properties into multifamily residential properties. The good news is for those in the real estate industry and who have a sane economic view, in my point of view, we've got rid of what was going to be a very odious tax, a transfer tax, which basically would apply to the sale of every building, commercial building, residential building, over $1 million in the state, and that's gone. There is an awful lot of spending, over 400 amendments, coming up on 400 amendments, it looks like. So it's going to be a long day on Beacon Hill. One bright light is that it's going to potentially easy ability of individuals to build accessory dwelling units in their homes. And from my point of view, that is a good thing, and I will tell you why. Because right now, there is a crying need for people, especially people with older, larger homes, and the ability to break up and put together a living area that's discreet from the main house. For instance, for a disabled family member who might be sick, older people accommodating their younger members of the family, or vice versa, younger family members accommodating people who are older members of the family in small accessory dwellings, apartments. And that is going to be by right and implemented into the law, so it will supersede local zoning. And hopefully, some towns are better than others, but hopefully make it a lot easier to accommodate family members.
Now, I understand this is coming up for a vote today. How likely do you think the passage of this is?
Dan, the passage is always guaranteed, because since I was elected, they don't, our legislature, I guess you could say, is not like others. We don't have bills that fail. If it's brought up, the leadership of the House is assured that it will pass.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
You too. Have a great day, Dan.
Thank you. That was State Representative David DeCoste.